Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I got to change that music. I'm telling you, got to change that music. How the heck are you doing today, huh? Boy, so much to talk about today with you, and just not enough time. First things first, did you get the new app yet? Been telling you about this for the past couple days. The thing is really the cheese, man. I don't even know where that just came from. I have no idea what that means. My kids don't say that. I've never said that. I have no idea where that came from. Sean, do you have any idea where that would have just come from? It's the cheese. What does that mean?
That's an MSNBC question.
What does MSNBC have to do with that?
Because you haven't asked me a question about something that was in your thought process. I don't know what you're thinking.
Man, I don't either. For that to happen, I have no absolutely no idea. Don't know where that came from. But let me go back to the USCCA app. USCCA concealed carry app on the iTunes store, at the App Store in iTunes. You can only get this now on an iPhone. It's coming out for Google Play here soon. But this thing is absolutely outstanding. In fact, all you have to do is head over to when you get the, once you load the app, it's free. The thing is outstanding. The reviews are coming back are just phenomenal. Thousands and thousands of you are doing this. I want you to do it too. If you haven't yet, please. Very important, because now you can listen to this program in super high quality audio live for the daytime show, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. You can do the math in between, 3 to 4 Central, 2 to 3 Mountain Time. If you live in Hawaii, separate it back. You know the routine, right? Alaska, you know how to do that stuff. Some liberals might find that controversial, but there are time zones. It's really hard to explain, but the earth is round and it turns and, you know, the sun doesn't. And that's why we have time zones. Liberals, you figure that out yourself. The fact of the matter is you can listen to this program now live from anywhere while you're driving down the road. And I get a lot of emails from you. Now's the time. And then the app is great. It'll pop open for you. All you got to do when you get to the main part of the app, when you want to listen to the program, just hit the little more button. And then a whole list of menu items pops up. Kick Armed American Radio. Bam, there you go. And I just did, and it just popped up to the player. And that must be because we're live right now, so it pops up. So that's wonderful stuff. Make sure to do that, please. The reviews coming in are wonderful. It's got concealed carry reciprocity map. You just tap your state and any other maybe, you know, non-resident permits that you might have, and the map populates to where you can go. It's outstanding. You can read concealed carry magazine columns, not 10-year-old stuff, but in real time for the new magazine issue that's out. Tons of different topics, all kinds of cool stuff. You can join the organization, all kinds of neat stuff. USCCA app. It's up and ready to go now, and looking forward to, I think, this weekend we should probably have, because we have two different feeds. We have the daytime show, the daily show, this program that you're listening to, and then the Monster broadcast on the weekend. The stream is different, so it's two separate streams, but I believe we've got that in the latest update now. The Sunday we'll be grabbing the right feed for that Monster show, so you can now listen to that on the app too. So very cool stuff. All right. Delta Airlines threw this host for a loop. And it wasn't intentional. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, which is not unusual when you're talking about big airlines. But what I'm about to tell you is going to rankle some of you to the point that it may cost Delta business. It may cost Delta my business. I don't know yet. But I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm hearing. And as I do more research on this, spent a large part of my day today researching this, talking to a lot of different people, spent till about 9 p.m. Eastern last night working on this, talked to a listener. He got the biggest kick out of getting a call from me. He just loved it. It was a lot of fun. It was a great conversation. He will remain anonymous at his request, but I got an email from him earlier in the day. This is why I love the interaction with you. And this email was important enough that it required immediate follow-up from me because it was something I was already working on for you. And that was flying with Delta. Now, I wrote a piece on Amoland last week about this. So let me start from the beginning. This is important enough. This is the number one question that I get asked by emailers over the years. It's continuous. And that's because there are many of you who are new to carrying firearms, millions of you. And that's a wonderful thing. That's what this program is all about, education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed, law-abiding Americans. And these are important issues, things that you need to know about. How do you travel with a firearm? That question pops up a lot. And those of you who know this stuff, don't roll your eyes and go, ah, I already know this stuff. You don't know what I'm about to tell you. I got an email from a listener back last week that raised my feathers because he flew the same time I flew. And he had an experience that I didn't. And I wanted to know about it. Now, he was flying out of Norfolk, Virginia into St. Louis. Delta notified him that his bag was going to be zip-tied because he had declared a firearm. He couldn't pick it up on the baggage carousel. This was new to him. I had not heard anything about this before. I started looking into this, and I had just flown Delta. No problems. I'll be flying Delta. In fact, I flew Delta not only 2 weeks ago, or a week ago when this happened, but I had flown it just 2 weeks prior to that. No problems. No issues. None of this had occurred. I will be flying Delta again in another week. Down to Texas, baby, to Dallas. I hope to see you at the Concealed Carry Expo, the USCCA Expo. I'll be down there in Fort Worth, the convention center. More on that later. So this interested me. What's going on? I've been doing this a long time. I've been flying with guns for a long time. Every airport I've ever been to, I've been to with a gun at some point in time for the most part. Except, say, maybe one or two where it's not legal for me to carry there. So I got to digging into this. Now, what I'm talking about here is there was apparently a change in Delta policy based on the email that I got from the young man in Norfolk, Virginia, flying to St. Louis. So I did some digging. I contacted Delta. I spoke to two different people. I said, thank you very much for your help. Hung up, called back. Got to somebody else, somebody different. Same line of questions, same information. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I looked online, and I have the information up in front of me right now. And the information, I'm getting ahead of myself right now. Let's just say the information I have in front of me now is not what I was told as late as last night at 9 p.m. Eastern, actually 10 p.m. Eastern time. I checked with TSA. I have the TSA site up right now. The information I was given last night by Delta representatives, more than one, again, is not visible on the TSA page yet. But I can confirm for you that there has been a policy change at Delta. Why does this matter to you? Well, the first thing, let me back up just a little bit. I told you about Norfolk. The individual picked his bag up in St. Louis. He was not able to pick it up, as you can always pick it up. If you travel with a firearm, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Let me put this in a nutshell. In order to travel with a firearm, you have to declare it in your checked bag and check the bag on. Of course, you can't carry it on. Please don't be that person. Please. I beg you. Don't be that bonehead. You declare it at the ticket counter. You check your bag in. You open the bag for the most part. The gun must be in a locked, hard-sided container that only you have a key to. Not a TSA-accessible lock, but only a key that you have. The agent may want you to open the box to make sure that the firearm is, in fact, unloaded. Some do, some don't. That's neither here nor there. I've had it handled both ways. That's why I tell you these things. Because no matter what the policy is, somebody at the counter is going to do something different. So you have to know more than they do. You have to know what the rules are. In fact, laws, what they are. And then what the airline policy is. In this case, we're talking about Delta. After you declare the firearm, you fill out the little card, signing your name on it under threat of perjury that the firearm is in fact unloaded. That card gets placed in your luggage. Some will want you to put it in the box with a firearm. Others will not. I've had it work both ways many times. Just do what they ask you to do. For the most part, it goes right on top of the bag. You zip your bag up, you lock it. Some airports, they take the bag right there and off you go. Other airports, you have to accompany the bag to TSA. In Atlanta, I have to take the bag physically after I check in to TSA. They don't accompany me, escort me. I just take the bag, thanks very much, and I go right over to baggage, to TSA, oversized baggage, where the TSA guys knows I'm standing there with a firearm in the bag because my bag isn't oversized. They open up the bag in my presence. What do they do with the bag at that point? They little swab in there, make sure there's no whatever they're doing, stick it in the machine. It comes out. They say, have a great flight. They zip your bag back up, lock it, put it on the belt, and the bag goes wherever it goes. There's no markings on it, no nothing on it. Or is there? Because that's the way it's been done for years and years and years. Apparently, there's been a change. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you what that change is. I can confirm some things for you today. Things you need to know. Education, information, and entertainment. You can take this information then and use it to make whatever decisions you need to make. But at the very least, it can affect and impact your travels on both ends. I'll be back and explain it to you in detail when we come back.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in these USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you, continuing where I left off. The first email I got last week told me, I was telling you the story about Norfolk and Delta. He sent me a photograph of the bag, and all it had was a white sticker on it. Did not have a zip tie that they told him it would have. But the sticker, CAGPT, you know what that stands for? It means check and give protection to. Check and give protection to. So you think, why? Why would that be on the bag, right? I've never seen this or heard this before. So anyway, I get the following email yesterday. So let me continue where I left off just yesterday. Hi, Mark. New listener, 2 years approximately. Heard you discuss the issue at the Delta counter last week. I had an emergency situation come up. I had to fly to Florida for a surgery for my mom today. This was yesterday. I flew Delta. Guess what? New policy as of this week, supposedly. Same thing your guy that emailed said, the heavy-duty zip tie your checked bag. Being a diplomat as I am, I reasoned with them to allow me to have access just in case something like Fort Lauderdale. Supervisor said, I'll take care of you. Only put one loose tie on, allowing me to gain access, but there's more. So anyway, he sends me a picture of the bag, and his bag's got this giant, it's a duffel-type bag, and he wants to remain anonymous, so he will. This was flying from Illinois into Orlando. So here's what happened. Here's what you need to know and why you need to know it. His bag also had CAGPT, care and give protection to, check and give protection to. This is Delta's, now it has more than that. It says CAGPT, check and give protection to, do not place bag on baggage carousel belt. Well, then what does that mean? Where are you going to get your bag? Now, remember, you got a checked firearm in there, the way you've been doing it for years. This is all new. So the theory is, when you get to your destination, your bag won't be going around the carousel. No, you now have to go to the baggage claim office, where your bag will go. That's usually where you go when your bag doesn't show up on the carousel and you want to know where the hell your bag is, right? This is where you have to go. Then when you get there, you will identify yourself to get your bag because, you know, you're carrying a firearm, which is lawful to do, by the way, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people do it every day across the country with no incident on every airline because it is lawful. And then once they confirm your identity, they will then ziplock your bag, leaving you no access to it. That's right, ziplocking your bag. I'm not talking a little 6-inch zip tie. I'm talking wrapping it around crossways, length and width, two big giant zip ties. I've got photographs. Seen a photograph, one with twice, two zip ties. Seen another one with a zip tie around the bag, duffel bag, as was in the case that the anonymous writer wrote me yesterday. But I was unclear on how this process occurred because it hadn't happened to me. Week prior, I had Googled this. What's going on here? Is there a TSA change? Is this a Delta change? What's going on? I couldn't find anything. Yesterday, I was able to find a link to a piece on the truth about guns that was 2 days old. So this is starting to get out there now that there's some type of change. So I put in a call to Delta. Of course, it was a two-hour wait. They take your name and number recorded, and they call you back when it's your turn. It took 2 hours. I got a call back from Delta last night at 10:18 p.m. Eastern time. I just checked during the break. Individual was very nice. I let him know what I found. He could not find a change in policy. After about 15 minutes of searching and talking and trying to find it, he went to get a supervisor. And he came back and he found for me that, yes, there had in fact been a change. He said, but it was only for international. CAGPT is only for international baggage. I said, no. Illinois to Florida. You know, I'm a lot of things, man, and I might not be the brightest knife in the bulb drawer. Okay, pal? But I don't think I've left the country. I still think that's domestic baggage. He chuckled. He said, you're right about that. He went back and got a supervisor again who came back and confirmed that, in fact, that is their new policy effective February 7th. I said, well, that's interesting because I flew after that. He goes, yeah, well, you're going to find out not everybody knows about it. It's, you know, each agent, independent of other agents, is going to do something different here. That's why what happened in Norfolk was different than what happened in Orlando and why was different what happened in Atlanta. But Delta has a new policy. Now, it is not up. I cannot find it on their page. And I'm on their page now. Shooting equipment. Declare to the Delta representative that you are checking a firearm. Declare the existence of a firearm to security personnel if there's a security checkpoint before the Delta counter. All firearms must be declared by the passenger to a Delta representative at the main ticket counter. Present firearms unloaded and sign a firearms unloaded declaration. That's the card I was telling you about. Firearms must be packed in a locked manufacturer's hard-sided container. Been telling you this for years. Specifically designed for the firearm, a locked hard-sided gun case, or a locked hard-sided piece of luggage. Been telling you this for years. Handguns may be packed in a locked hard-sided gun case and then packed inside an unlocked soft-sided piece of luggage. However, a conditional acceptance tag must be used in this case. See, that's because you want to lock your bag. Don't be silly if you got a gun in there. Lock it. Maintain entry permits in your possession for the country or countries of destination or transit if you're flying out of the country. Ensure small arms ammunition is packed in the manufacturer's original package and securely packed in fiber, wood, plastic, or metal boxes. In other words, ammunition and anything designed for ammunition. Don't put your reloads in a Ziploc baggie. They're not going, okay? You're going to give them to the counter. It's that simple. You're going to have to walk them back out to your car, maybe miss your flight. And it reminds you that you are responsible for knowledge and compliance with all federal, state, local laws regarding the possession and transportation of firearms. For more information about this regulation, you can visit the TSA website. Well, I'm on the TSA website. Right now, nothing about check and give protection to, nothing about zip tying me, nothing about not showing up on the baggage carousels, nothing about my having to go here or go there because I'm doing nothing wrong except carrying a firearm like I've done for the last, you know, couple decades and a half. No, nothing about it at TSA. Is it TSA? Is it Delta? Are there changes coming? What do we know? What do we not know? Well, I've got some of the best in the business digging into this for more information. Now, I'm simply giving you the information I was given by Delta yesterday, and here's what I was told by Delta yesterday. Yeah, that is, in fact, our policy now. I was told that was not TSA. I was told that was Delta's policy, but not zip-tying the bags. He told me that would be illegal. At which point I reminded him that I had multiple photographs from multiple sources at multiple airports showing me zip-tied bags. At which point he said, yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that. That's illegal. So we come back, we'll give you I'm going to give you some rundown of what I think about this. This is where you're going to want to make some decisions for yourself, because I'm going to give you some advice now that we know this, and you make up your own mind as to how you want to handle it. But I'll also give you some personal experience, not hearsay, sometime in a couple weeks. I'll come back and give you that info, but I'll give you my thoughts on this in just a few minutes right after these messages. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so Ken up in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. What a beautiful place, too, by the way. Way too cold for me, you know. Certain times of the year, but just a beautiful place. I've been in a lot of places in Minnesota, and I go up every year, as you know, to broadcast from the Minnesota State Fair in Minneapolis, and I've flown in and out of that airport many times, with a firearm, sometimes without. Here's the email I got from him 16 hours ago. Mark, this was posted on a Facebook group that I belong to. Go figure. Hello, responsible friends. Flying with a firearm, I've done this dozens of times over the last 4 to 5 years and know the rules well. So, alert, there's been a change at Delta. On the 20th, I flew in the 20th. And we're talking just, you know, a couple days ago. I mean, this is all recent stuff coming out now. This is, as far as I know, I've seen a couple pieces on it, but I'm the only one on this thing big time right now. That's going to change here very soon, I can promise you. Others are involved now. But on the 20th, I flew MSP, Minneapolis-St. Paul, to Florida. When I went to the counter to declare my firearm, I noticed an extra tag which was attached to my bag. It didn't register at the moment, but I was escorted over to TSA as usual and waited for the thumbs up as usual. All SOP, standard operating procedure. When I arrived in the West Palm Beach Airport, I waited for my bag at the belt as usual. It didn't come out. Then I noticed another passenger carrying a long gun case out of the baggage service office, and it had that extra tag on it. Now I'm wondering if something different was going on. So I asked the baggage service agent. He explained that procedures changed last week. The tag says CAGPT in big letters on it. This means, and he put care and give protection to. It actually means check and give protection to. It also says do not place on baggage carousel belt. When he retrieved my bag from the office, he checked my ID against the bag. The bag was zip-tied with two big fat zip ties that were supposed to stop me from opening my bag to retrieve my firearm inside the airport. They wouldn't. meaning he could have gotten into them. I've attached a photo of the tag and bag. You have to look closely to see the zip ties, but they're there. I'm guessing this may be in response to the incident at Delta Baggage Claim in Fort Lauderdale in January. Do you think? I asked the agent. He said it was a Delta-only change, not Homeland Security or TSA, and that it was Delta system-wide, not just Florida destinations. The zip ties were applied at the destination airport, not at MSP, meaning origin for him, which was Minneapolis-St. Paul. When I returned on Saturday the 25th, I will report again on whether or not the same procedure was applied from Florida to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Now, it more than likely will be, but it might not be. I'm going to imagine that Florida is all over this because the reports that I've gotten, with one exception, to St. Louis are all Florida airports. Orlando, you were seeing this in Fort Lauderdale, but we also saw it from Norfolk to St. Louis as well. I'll be flying again from Atlanta to Dallas, and of course I will advise you as to what's happening. But again, I've been given different information from four different people at Delta over the course of the last few days. So here comes the analysis part of this. Clearly, Delta has made a system-wide change due to the actions of one individual. One. Because this has never happened before. I'm talking about the Fort Lauderdale shooting, where a law-abiding, responsible gun owner who has traveled with a firearm in a checked bag, which millions of Americans have done, in response to one psychotic clown idiot, Delta has changed their policy system-wide. Delta can do that. If that's what they want to do, they can do that. You have a choice to make. Here's why. Well, I mean, it's just a safety thing. I don't mind. I don't mind. That's fine. You can think that way. Someone else is going to say, I ain't flying them again. The hell with them. I'll fly American or I'll fly Southwest. I'm not flying them. I'm not putting up with that. Now, I don't know about any other airlines if they're going to make any changes. Let me tell you something. When one airline makes a change with their prices, the rest generally follow suit. So I'm going to predict for you here that you're going to start to see this or something similar on other airlines in the very, very near future. If it may have already started. If you're aware of it, let me know. But here's why this matters to you. Because you're going to get to an airport and deal with a ticket agent that doesn't have a clue what they're doing. You're going to get different information from people who don't have a clue. That's going to happen. So my advice to you is understand these changes. Call the airline yourself in advance of your flight as these changes are being implemented if you're flying Delta. You may want to consider doing it with another airline. Don't be that person. Well, I'm not going to give them any ideas. Trust me, they already know what Delta's doing, okay? Believe me, they know. This bag is tagged on the outside. Certainly Delta must know that that's an identifier to a potential thief. And I even asked the guy last night, so you mean to tell me all of the thieves that work for you in baggage claim, and don't tell me there aren't any because there are. He got a chuckle out of that. I was not being funny. He said, well, understand. He said, we've been using that tag, CAGPT, forever. And I said, what do you normally use it for? He says, well, we use it for high value or mostly for fragile items. I said, okay, well, my firearm doesn't happen to be high value. I guess that's a relative term to somebody on welfare. $500 firearm might be a lot of money. Somebody else, $500 might be a sneeze. So that's relative. I'll give you that. But it certainly isn't fragile. He said, well, my point is that it's not unusual because it goes through the same process with the sticker on it. It goes back there. They see those tags all the time. I said, don't you think now that firearms are a part of this that they're going to see a hell of a lot more of them? And don't you think that they're going to be able to figure that out? At which point it dawned on me, clearly the attorneys and the management at Delta got together and said, you know what? The risk of theft liability to them is less than what one individual did in the whole history of being able to check firearms in bags because that's never happened before. So, yeah, you're going to see, here's a prediction again from this host, you're going to see firearm thefts rise. Why? Because there are criminals that work at baggage at Delta. Okay, there are at every airline. You don't think they know what Delta's new policy are? Of course they know what Delta's new, or what policy is. Of course they do. So now they're going to start seeing a whole lot more of those CAGPT stickered bags. Well, what do you think? Do you think they're going to think people are just shipping more fragile snow globes in their bags? Of course not. So these bags are ripe for theft in Delta's system. And there will now clearly be more of them visible to the people that are handling your bags. Got that? That's number one. Number two, on destination. You know, my bag contains a lot of things that I might want access to and have every right to access at the moment I pick it up. Who the hell is Delta to tell me that they're going to zip tie my bag that has my medication in it, for example? Maybe it's got something for a medical. Maybe it's got something I need. Maybe it's none of Delta's business. But it's lawful for me to fly with. That's why the bag is there, and that's why it cleared TSA. And it doesn't mean a hill of beans what Delta thinks about it. Maybe this winds up in court. What do you think about that? But here's what you need to know in the meantime. If you're flying on Delta, you need to know this is policy. You need to know that there's going to be people jerk your chain. Half of them are going to know, half of them aren't. And the ones that do know are going to know it wrong. And the ones that don't know, you're going to have to explain it to them. Half of those people are going to believe you, the other half aren't. Somebody's going to go get a supervisor. What took 5 minutes before may now take 25 minutes today. That's at origin. Now let's talk destination. You ever have to go wait in line? You're not the only person in that line. The only people there aren't people just picking up bags with firearms in them, lawfully carried, I might add. Oh, no. There's people in there complaining for 20 and 30 minutes because their bag is lost. Guess what? That person's going to be in front of me, not behind me. That's my luck. So you better give yourself some time. Oh, but wait, lo and behold. Maybe I'll just choose not to fly that airline. Maybe I don't like somebody treating me this way, that I'm paying hundreds of dollars for, that if I don't have a Platinum American Express Delta card, I had to pay 25 bucks to check the damn bag in the first place, and I don't like this. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, man. Fastest hour in radio, living up to its name. No doubt about that. Good heavens, man. I had a audio clip that was about 10 minutes. Runs about 10 minutes and 18 seconds in length that I don't have time in this segment to run. The only segment that I can run that would be segment one, which is about 11 minutes. So I'd have to get into it quickly tomorrow. But it is a fascinating piece about an individual who, CCW, permit holder, who shot and killed one of two robbers at the barbershop he was in. You may have read about this case. I believe it made national news. I'm familiar with it because the individual is a U.S. Concealed Carry Association member and was able to use all of the resources and his contact who handled his case for the USCCA is a close friend of mine. Of course, they all are up there. I know them all. So I knew he was in great hands. I wanted to play that audio, but he tells the story, and it's just so compelling to hear. You know, we talk about happy ending stories all the time. And in this case, you get to hear him tell the cameras, thereby you, how this thing went down and what he was feeling and what he was thinking. And then, of course, it's caught on videotape. So you see him come out of the chair with his firearm. And I think I may play that for you tomorrow in segment one. This topic that I'm covering with you today is too important to let go for a number of different reasons. I take this stuff personally. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of somebody zip-tying my private personal property that I have a right to carry on that airline under TSA rules and regulations, and then telling me that they're going to zip-tie me out of my personal property. I don't like that. I don't like being treated like that as a law-abiding, responsibly armed American going about my daily business in a free country. I don't like somebody zip-tying my civil rights. I don't like somebody zip-tying me out of my constitutional rights. I
I don't like that book you're reading, and I don't want you reading it in this airport. I'm going to zip tie you away from it so that you can cut it open when you get off these premises. Far-fetched? I can hear the liberal kook right now. Books don't kill people. You know what I would say to that? You are absolutely right. Neither do guns. People kill people.
But they use guns to do it.
Hence the same rabbit hole. What about their religion? Now I'm zip-tying you out of that Bible. Can't get at it. We do not infringe on the constitutional rights of free Americans because of the actions of one criminal moron. Or do we? Is that what Delta's doing? They're not just zip-tying your firearm inside your bag. They're zip-tying your medication, your personal belongings. You have every right to go to the bathroom in the airport and open up your bag and pull out your toiletry items to freshen yourself up before your boyfriend or fiance picks you up. Don't you? Yeah, you do. Does Delta really believe a plastic zip tie is going to keep a murderer? Look, if you're hell-bent on killing somebody, you're going to kill somebody. There ain't no rule or a sign that's going to stop you. Certainly not a plastic zip tie. You know why? Because I can carry a knife in my checked bag, too.
Can't get at it if the bag's zip tied.
Yes, you can. Bags have different pouches, don't they? So the whole thing is ludicrous. And I'm saddened by it. Maybe you are. I'm angered by it, too. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess this is going to wind up somewhere. This is going to wind up in court at some point in time. It's going to happen. You know it's going to. But at the very least, you don't need to go to the airport expecting to do the same thing you've been doing for the last 20 plus years or so, maybe more, however long you've been doing it, and find out that you got a problem. Some of us take flights on very, very tight schedules. My flight to Dallas is a very tight schedule. I have very limited time to go to point A from point A, which will be the airport, then pick up a rental and drive 45 miles to where I need to be in time to bring you this program live. A 30-minute delay, and you're getting a recorded show. Now, I got to stand behind that clown whose bag didn't show up. He's not the clown. He's just the guy mad because the bag didn't show up. But I got to stand behind that guy or gal. And who now has to deal with the person behind the counter who doesn't know where the bag is and has to deal with angry people all day long anyway. You know what I'm talking about. Why? Because Delta said I can't do today what I could do a month ago, or a week ago, or hours ago. Because they're under the impression that a zip tie is going to do what? Keep somebody out of a bag that they lawfully own?
Oh, but if it just saves one life, it'll all be worth it. It's for the children.
No, it's for Delta. Trust me, that's what it's for. So if you fly Delta and you've got somewhere to be, you need to take this stuff into consideration now. Got to be in Dallas for that meeting at X amount of time. You might have to take an earlier flight. Well, wow, the meeting starts at noon. I'm flying out of Atlanta. You know what Atlanta traffic is like? Now I've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get there in time for an 8 o'clock flight. Why? Because Delta chose to zip tie my bags and their employees aren't going to have a clue what's going on. I'm the one that has to take that into consideration now, right? So you need to know these things. Education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. I'm glad I was able to bring this stuff to you today. It's important that you hear these things. Nobody else is going to tell you. You're not going to hear this stuff on the news. Nobody else is going to talk to you about it. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. None of the big daytime talk radio programs who are all talking about the healthcare vote today are going to tell you this stuff. And quite frankly, I'm kind of tired of hearing about all that stuff anyway. This is the kind of stuff I want to hear about because this is the kind of stuff I have to go through when I travel around the country. Tomorrow, I've got some more stuff for you. Andrew Scott case. You know who Andrew Scott is? You know what the case is? Look it up and Google it. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. An awful lot of fun. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. And then gear up for the big monster show on Sunday. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Just zip tie it, okay? See you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.